Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. What are the advantages of advertising IELTS speaking practice? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I understand the challenges of achieving a high score in the IELTS speaking test. Many students wonder about the value of advertising their need for speaking practice. Let's explore the advantages of seeking out speaking partners and promoting your IELTS speaking practice. The power of promoting your IELTS speaking practice. While it might seem unusual, actively seeking speaking partners can significantly enhance your IELTS speaking preparation. Think of it as marketing your desire to improve. Here's why advertising your need for IELTS speaking practice is beneficial. Hack: expanding your network and finding speaking partners. Reaching a wider audience. Advertising, whether online or offline, allows you to connect with a broader range of potential speaking partners. Targeted search. Utilizing online platforms or language exchange communities helps you find individuals specifically looking for IELTS speaking practice. Mutual benefits. By clearly stating your goals and preferred practice methods, you attract partners who share similar objectives. Hartheb, creating a structured practice environment. Increased accountability. When you've made the effort to find a speaking partner, you're more likely to commit to regular practice sessions. Simulating test conditions. Practicing with someone other than a tutor can replicate the pressure and spontaneity of the actual exam. Diverse perspectives. Engaging with various partners exposes you to different accents, ideas, and communication styles, broadening your linguistic horizons. How to effectively advertise your need for IELTS speaking partners. Utilize online platforms. Join IELTS preparation forums, language exchange websites, and social media groups dedicated to IELTS. Be specific in your requests. Clearly state your desired English level, practice frequency, and preferred communication methods, online or in person. Highlight your strengths and goals. Briefly mention your strengths, e.g., grammar, vocabulary, and areas where you seek improvement. This helps you find compatible partners. Be proactive and responsive. Initiate conversations, respond promptly to messages, and show genuine interest in practicing with others. Example scenario. Imagine you're preparing for IELTS and need to improve your fluency and pronunciation. You could post on an IELTS forum. Hi everyone, I'm actively preparing for the IELTS speaking test and looking for a dedicated speaking partner. My target score is 7.0, and I'm particularly focused on improving my fluency and pronunciation. I'm available for online practice sessions twice a week. If you're interested in practicing together, please send me a message. Tips for successful IELTS speaking practice. Embrace every opportunity. Don't limit yourself to formal practice sessions. Engage in casual conversations in English whenever possible. Record and analyze your practice. Record your speaking sessions to identify areas for improvement in your fluency, vocabulary, and grammar. Seek feedback. Don't hesitate to ask your speaking partners for constructive criticism. Their insights can be invaluable. Conclusion. While traditional study methods are essential, advertising your need for IELTS speaking partners offers distinct advantages. It expands your network, provides structure and accountability, and fosters a dynamic learning environment. By embracing this proactive approach, you can gain the confidence and fluency needed to excel in the IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, and diverse practice leads to remarkable progress. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.